going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, get down on Friday.
I know, Danny, you're getting your jumping in to get ready for emo night tonight at Numo's. I need to save my jumping and my energy level because I'm wrestling tonight in the main event for the SOS Tag Team Championship at Edison Square in Tacoma, brother.
You guys are busy tonight.
Yeah, we're both going to be champions by the end of the night.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Joe from Seattle. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
All right, Steve, it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready? And also, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
I was not. Usually I am, but I was too busy running around yesterday.
All right. Let's see how this goes. Joe, what is the only U.S. state made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Correct. The leader of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers wore what color outfit?
Red.
Yes. The bald eagle is the national bird, but what is the national mammal of the United States?
Chipmunk.
No.
Chupacabra.
No.
Chihuahua.
No. After 3.14, what is the next number in pi? Oh my
God. 1.
Correct. What is the 6th sign of the zodiac?
Taurus.
No.
Aries.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. What famous U.S. highway is also known as the Will Rogers Memorial Highway?
Route 66?
Yes. Who directed Schindler's List?
Oh, pass.
Which hotel chain banned The Who for life?
Hilton?
No.
Sheraton?
No.
Pass.
If a liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
50.
Yes. In which country would you find Stonehenge?
England.
Yes. All right, Joe. You got 6 correct.
Not bad. Not bad for Friday.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay.
Why do you feel about it, Taryn? You think he's going to do good?
You know, I think that this is going to be a very close one. I think that both of them could benefit from the cheat sheet, but we know that Steve didn't listen either.
I did not.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What is the only U.S. state made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Yes. The leader of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers wore what color outfit?
I'm going to say blue.
No.
Green.
No.
Black.
No.
Damn it.
Bald eagle is the national bird, but what is the national mammal of the United States?
An otter.
No.
A whale?
No.
I don't know. A dolphin?
No. After 3.14, what is the next number in pi?
3.15.
No.
3.24?
No.
3.69.
No. What is the sixth sign of the zodiac?
Cancer.
No.
Aquarius.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. What famous U.S. highway is also known as the Will Rogers Memorial Highway?
Route 66.
That is correct. Who directed Schindler's List?
Mr. Schindler.
No.
I don't know. Steven Spielberg.
You do know. Which hotel chain banned The Who for life?
I'm going to go Holiday Inn.
That's correct. If liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
100.
No.
A lot.
No.
99.
No. Oh, yeah, that's it. Steve, you got 4 correct, which is a loss.
Oh.
6-4. Congratulations, Joe.
Yes, 2-1.
Have a great weekend, brother.
All right. The original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers leader was the Red Power Ranger.
I should have just guessed Red.
Neither of you knew.
I mean, like Paw Patrol. Marshall's kind of like the leader.
Right.
Makes sense.
Neither of you knew that the national mammal of the United States is the American bison.
Duh.
Joe did know that after 3.14, the next number in pi is 1.
Oh.
And
well, that makes no sense.
If liquor is 100 proof, it's 50% alcohol. And then one you didn't get to that Joe got correct. In which country is Stonehenge located?
England.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have helped me win, but okay.
The pie thing got me too, because I thought you meant like this. I thought you were going with Steve, like 3.15, but she meant the next number in pie after like 3.141.
Oh, I would have got that.
Of course. Steve loves pie.
I totally can name all the numbers. I thought it was like, what's the next? Never mind. Exactly what Danny thought is what I thought. Doesn't help me.
You know what? We're going to play another game at 8:50.
All right.
Regroup.
I'm going to take a nap.
The Daily Mix Show.
You can do it too. Leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. It's so easy to do, Steve Miggs.
Before we get to the woman who left a voice message about her kid wrecking her car, and she's not upset with her kid, but upset with somebody else.
Mm.
Let's start with this voice message that's about a topic that we just recently had.
Are
you ready, Tyron Daly?
Let's go.
All right, let's slide into the VMs.
Hey, good morning, Daily Mig Show. Yeah, I've seen 2 shows that got cut short. One was way back in the 80s. I'm an old dude, so one, Eric Clapton, of course, back in the kind of the end of his alcoholic run and all that stuff, yeah.
I've always wanted to see Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
But only during his alcoholic run, so this is very awesome. No. That's crazy you got to see Clapton live.
Old slow hand.
Wow.
He played like 30 minutes and walked off stage. And literally that was it. I was with my buddy, another friend, and his mom, actually, who was like an old school rocker, so she took us, because we were just kids. Yeah.
That is awesome, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
When you first went to a concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Yes. My parents took my sister and I. We were like 10 and 8, and they took us to see Boys to Men. It was awesome.
Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, when you went to your first concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Well, okay, are we talking actual first concert? Are we talking like first concert I wanted to go to?
First concert you wanted to go to?
No, my mom dropped me off at the convention center in Albuquerque to go see The Offspring, Reverend Horton Heat, and Left Unsaid.
That is amazing.
And I was probably 12 years old, and she like was like, all right, go. And I was like, yes. I'm surprised she didn't sit in the lobby, to be honest with you.
Dude, I think back on it at different times. I don't know if parents would be this willing to just like let their kids go off and have fun at a concert, but when I was a teenager in high school, my buddy Tom and I went to go see Motley Crue, first ever concert, at the Meadowlands, or they call it the Meadowlands,
yeah,
in New Jersey. And it was Motley Crue, and I think it was Skid Row. I'm pretty sure. It was a great show during their Dr. Feelgood or Girls, Girls, Girls show. It doesn't matter. Parents took us, dropped us off outside of the Meadowlands, and left.
Wild.
And they said, we'll be back around whatever time they figured that the concert would be over. And if we're not there yet, just wait for us. We'll pick you back up.
Wow.
And I'm thinking about that. I don't know many people would just be like, yeah, go ahead, have fun.
No chance. Not with my kid.
All right, this guy's got more messages.
And then I actually went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I know.
Yeah. I was like, we're like, oh, you suck. You went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I wish I could have seen Sinead O'Connor live.
She was pretty punk rock, man. I mean, I would have loved to see her, too.
It was at the old Parker's. I had seen Joe Satriani the night before, and then Sinead O'Connor, and she, again, maybe 30 minutes and walked off stage, but she was furious. They had a hip-hop band open and all kinds of things, and she did not like that. So
I don't know why, but I'm picturing like Sir Mix-a-Lot, like Baby Got Back, and Sinead O'Connor's like, what is happening right now? This is not my opening act.
Not my crowd.
That's my story. Hey, man, you guys have a fantastic day.
I love that.
Yeah, that's some good, two very eclectic artists.
I know, I like his taste.
Eric Clapton and Sinead O'Connor. All right, here's the voice message about the car wreck.
So my daughter hit my car, and I had to make a claim through insurance, and then they come back and tell me that my car is totaled. Now, I owe more than what the car is worth, but now I'm left with no money. How is it that you can pay into insurance 10 years, never use it, and now I have nothing? I think the insurance is BS. That's all.
That is awful. I'd be furious.
Have you ever had a situation where you got into a car accident and then insurance came back and was like, yeah, that's a total loss?
I mean, I've had a couple totals in my day.
But did you ever wreck one of your parents' cars?
Or
get into an accident with one of your parents' cars?
I mean, yeah, like, not a bad one. I got in a couple little ding-dong fender benders, you know, in my parents' cars. But all, like, the worst accidents were my own car.
Now, I kind of want to talk to your mom and dad and hear if they also feel like it was just a ding-dong fender bender.
Yeah, you know, like a little, like, a busted-up door. Nothing too crazy.
Okay.
But yeah, what about you? Did you wreck a parent's car?
No, never wrecked a parent's car because my parents wouldn't let me go anywhere near their car. My dad
was smart.
Traumatized when he tried to teach me how to drive and freaked out on me and yelled at me and wouldn't let me ever be in a car with him again, at least not in the front seat. So, but I remember totaling my minivan, and that was the worst. I didn't think it was all that bad.
You had a minivan?
It was awesome. We called it the fun bus. Riding the carpool lane, nobody even thought that it was just me in there. Because why would there just be a guy in his 20s driving a minivan?
Just hotboxing.
By himself.
Oh, no.
It was great for concerts. We'd pack all of us in there, go to the Gorge. It was like our band van as well. It was Chrysler Town and Country represent.
Oh, I love that for you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Earlier in the week, we talked about how I got a lovely email from my son's teacher, the email that you never want to get from your kid's teacher, talking about some behavioral issues that he had been experiencing in class that day. So if you missed it, we did read the email on the air. Migs, we do get quite a bit of correspondence via email from Barrett's teacher, from his school, from the district.
Way easier than when we were kids when they had to call the parents.
Oh, how inconvenient. Right? But I got an email yesterday from Barrett's teacher that had to do with some behavioral issues that he's having.
So he's in trouble.
Yes.
And you're going to read us the email.
I will read you the email. It says, "Hi there. I wanted to touch base with you about some behaviors in the classroom today. Barrett had a rough day with listening and chair safety."
Wait, hold on a second. Is he doing WWE?
Let me continue, Steve. You tell me.
Sorry.
Barrett was unable to use his chair safely. He was dragging it around the room and putting the chair on the ground upside down while crawling under it and around it with the legs of the chair sticking up in the air.
Now, does he do that at home?
No!
Okay.
I reminded him many times to stop, but he was unable to be redirected and follow out rules in the classroom safely with chairs.
And that's when he took the chair and slammed it in the back of the lady and said, "What you gonna do when Barrett Mania runs wild on you?"
That's exactly how the email ended. Yeah. It just said, "I wanted to let you know so you could talk with him soon." Which we did. And he does not like confrontation.
No.
Immediately tears. Yeah, he was like rage crying. I mean, he was like so upset. And because he knew that he made a mistake, that he was right. in a little bit of trouble. And, you know, his teacher has told us before that he oftentimes gets nervous when other kids aren't following directions. So he really does have a conscience about him. But yesterday he was just unhinged. So we left it as, you go in there tomorrow and you prove your teacher wrong. And I guess he's been an angel for the rest of the week because she gave him like a little toy, like a little, like this little doodad as kind of a, hey, you did good today, buddy.
It was a little toy chair. I'd be like, if you want to do stupid stuff with chairs, do it with this toy.
So I think he kind of turned it around, but you know, I'm a little bit on edge. I'm worried. I don't want him to be like the bad kid in class.
Well, I don't mean to rub it in, but yesterday was Tatum's parent-teacher conference, you know, big parent-teacher conference in preschool. My wife's like, I got to go to this. I'm like, oh boy, I hope she was okay. And let's just say.
You got an email?
Oh, no, I took a picture of the actual notes.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, they give you notes about your kid. So I took it because I was very proud. I'm a proud dad, so I got to have it saved on my phone.
I'm excited.
Here's the part that I just loved. Tatum is the student everyone wants. And I'm like, let's freaking go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, it could change someday, Steve, because I think I used to get notes like that, too.
Oh, it just takes one bad day. It just takes one bad day. Kids are awesome until they're not. And then all of a sudden you're like, who are you? When did you become this terror?
I mean, he's a terror at home, but he's been so good in class up until earlier this week. So we got to.
Just had a bad day. He just had a bad day.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Rockaholics? Our number is 206-803-ROCK. When did you get the call? When did you get the note from your kid's teacher? Or when were you the reason that your parents got that call or were sent that note?
I've been guilty of that.
That does not shock me at all.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
When did you get the call or the note from your kid's teacher? Or when were you the reason that your parents got that call or got that note? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to chat with Trucker Rob in just a second. He has a story involving blow darts.
Okay.
But first, let's catch up with Jacob from Puyallup because I'm so curious as to why your dad had to go to court on your behalf.
Well, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So I will say to start, I did graduate with a 3.75 GPA, but I had skipped so much school as my sophomore year, even though I had A's and B's in my classes, they put the Becca bill on me and they drugged my dad to court.
So you were a good student. You just didn't like school.
Exactly.
I
could do it no problem at all. I could wake up and go to school and do what I needed to, but it's like, why do I need to be here every day?
So how did the court thing go? Like, how did it end up?
They just basically, it was a slap on the wrist.
Okay.
It was BS, honestly.
No, I think that's the strangest thing that we're bringing, a court situation when it comes to punctuality.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's very odd.
Thank you, Jacob. 206-803-ROCK. Trucker Rob, tell us about the blow darts.
What's up, buddy? Hey, real quick, I happen to do it for my buddy Bob Rivers. The only way truck drivers know how to give a memorial and say that we love him dearly.
That is awesome. Thank you, my brother.
You got it, brother. No, we got my parents. My dad got the phone call in junior high. There's a bunch of us. We used to take the end of our shoestring and we'd cut it off about an inch above the plastic piece.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to push a needle all the way through it and use straws for blow darts. We'd go around blow darting everybody, you know, our buddies in the butt and the arm. Ah, you SOB. Well, of course, somebody got blow darted by accident. It was a girl, so she complained to the teacher. Teacher went to the principal, and the principal called us all in and said that we were all going to get swatched with a paddle. Well, I looked at the principal and told him, you're not hitting me with no damn board. Nobody does that but my dad. And they're like, I told pretty much you can kiss my, you know what. So he called my dad. My dad came down and, hey, what happened? And he told him what happened. We're going to give him a swap of the board. My dad looked right at him and said, if you swat him with that board, I'm going to bust you upside the head with that board. So what do you want to do?
And then did your dad swat you with the board? Just saying.
Thanks,
no, but actually, we got back in the car. They kicked me out for the rest of the day, and my dad just told me, hey, don't be so damn stupid and blow dart the wrong person. It wasn't me. It was somebody else.
Taking the fall for the wrong guy.
We never did the darts like that, but do you remember when you have straws and you'd like wad up little spitballs?
Of course.
Looking back on that, what a bunch of weird people we were as kids, like teenagers, like just savages. Oh,
yeah. Michael from Conway, your parents got a note asking if you were getting enough to eat.
Yeah, so we had an assignment when I was in grade school, and you had to like list your favorite foods. And what's the best part of the chip bag? It's the crumbs and the dust at the bottom. And so I'm in grade school, so I put crumbs on my assignments.
Oh, jeez.
And so I got a note sent home and said, can you please come in and talk to us? And I was there, and they were like, Is he getting enough food? And so they're like, no, he's getting too much food. And so we got back in the house, and my mom was like, no, this is a serious allegation. You're the middle child of seven. If I'm not feeding one of my children, I'm not feeding seven of them.
Oh, my. Your right, poor parents.
I can see how mom could take it personally. Like, oh, I'm feeding him plenty. Look at our grocery bill.
That would be horrifying.
This kid's sucking down an entire bag of chips and then eating the crumbs as well.
206-803-ROCK, when did you get the call or the note from your kid's teacher? Eric, you're on a ferry to Lopez Island. Tell us about your three kids.
Well, my three kids, all three got busted for weed, whiskey, and nicotine, not necessarily in that order, but all three got me to the resource officer at their local school.
Eric, are you the parents of the men's room, our afternoon show?
I wish. How old? I would love to join the men's room every day.
How old are these kids? Were your kids when all this happened?
Well, they were all three in their high school career, and all three of them have gone on to great success in their lives, managers and whatnot. The weed story is hilarious. It wasn't even thought about by the kid who threw the backpack in the locker. And, good times.
Thanks, Eric.
We got a text message when I was in junior high school. I had some bully issues. I would ditch school frequently. The school called home with an automated message. So as long as I intercepted it, my parents never knew.
Smart.
What busted me was I would forge my dad's signature for notes. He had a legible squiggle signature. And then one day I called my mom. They called my mom at work instead of the house. And then when they went into the office, they pulled out a phone book looking at the folder of all the notes that I had written. My parents figured it all out.
Oh, man. I was in big trouble.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.